Welcome to Falling in Love with God's Word, the podcast devoted to helping you read the Bible joyfully, study it deeply, live it passionately, and share it powerfully. Because the living Word of God is a reality, not a phrase. Hello, my friend, and welcome to episode 7 of the Falling in Love with God's Word podcast. I am Keith Farron, and thank you very much for joining me here today. I have read and heard people say that once you've recorded your 7th episode, the percentage chance that you are going to consistently continue recording podcast episodes goes through the roof. So most people give up in their first 5 or 6 or even 3 or 4 episodes. And so I guess I've made it to that magic number 7. I can see why people do. The first several episodes took hours, in fact, spilled into a couple days to get it recorded and figure it all out. And so that is getting trimmed down each time. And honestly, it is just getting more and more fun. And I love hearing the feedback that I'm getting from people who are telling me they're really enjoying the podcast and it's encouraging to them. And that was my hope from the beginning. So welcome to episode 7. Today we are, here's a little overview of what we're going to cover. We're going to dive into the resource of the week, which is something I introduced last time, this idea of, you know, each episode having kind of one website or book or blogger or video series or something that has been, that I've come across in the last couple weeks that has been really encouraging. If you've got something that you think should qualify as a resource of the week, please, you know, shoot me an email, podcast@keithfarron.com. And I'd love to take a look at that. So a lot of the resources that I find are from people that are recommending, saying, hey, I use this with my family, or I did this in Sunday school. And so I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. And then we're going to dive into tip number 4 in the book, 10 Tips for Liking the Bible, because believing it's true is not enough. We're in the middle of 10 episodes. We've recorded 3, and this is tip 4 of taking an episode and focusing on each of these 10 tips for liking the Bible. And the one that we are looking at today is one that I've honestly just kind of been chomping at the bit to get to, because it is truly, in more than a decade of sharing these tips, I have gotten more feedback about this one than any other, as far as this is one that has helped more people fall in love with God's Word than any other singular tip. So I'm super excited about that. Before we dive into the resource of the week, just want to give a shout out to my friends at the CareNet conference in Denver that I was at last week. Had a great time. If you listened to the last episode, then you know that I recorded that early because I was going to be leaving and on a plane that Wednesday to go to the CareNet conference, and had a fabulous time. I always do. Been to this conference several times, and it's just an unbelievable ministry. So several of them said they were going to be checking out the podcast. So hopefully you're listening to this, and just know that I love what you do, love your ministry, and look forward to seeing many of you next year, if not before. So, and lastly, before diving in, I ended last week's episode with a prayer request. My site had gone down. There were some glitchy things happening. We were kind of having to put a rush on redoing a theme. And I am here to tell you, your prayers were answered in about less than a 48-hour period. The entire site was rebuilt and relaunched with a brand new theme. So the look and feel is similar to what it was before, but you'll notice some changes if you've been there. So a huge, huge thanks to my friend Sasha Drow, who he put so much time. And in fact, one of the emails I got from him was just before 5 o'clock in the morning, and it wasn't because he got up early. It was because he hadn't gone to bed and he stayed up all night working on it. So I can't thank him enough. So I just wanted to publicly thank Sasha for the work that he did on making that. You'll see a couple tweaks still coming, but the major stuff, the themes, is done. You'll just see changes to maybe some colors or pictures or some things in the sidebar and that. I'd love your feedback. If there's something you have a hard time finding on the site that you think should be there, or something's formatted weird or something, please, please let me know. I would, because we're kind of in the middle, in the thick of that, of working on that right now. So, diving right into the resource of the week. You know, as I mentioned, started that as something new in episode 6. This week is something that I've talked about before on the blog. If you've been reading the blog, you've actually seen the review that I did on this. But my favorite, not like little kids' Bible, but kind of that middle, you know, 8-year-old to 12-year-old Bible, that I feel like there's a lot of great children's Bibles, and I'll probably do an entire episode on some of those. But the Action Bible, if you have not come across the Action Bible, I highly, highly recommend it. It is an unbelievable resource that, my son loves. It's the Bible. It's like 740 pages or something like that. And it's done in comic book form, but it's not cheesy comic book form. The guy who drew it and put it together, the publisher is David C. Cook Publishing, but the artist is Sergio Cariello. And he has worked for DC Comics and Marvel for years, and is just an unbelievable artist and storyteller. And what he did with the Bible is just fantastic. And so, I mean, my daughter loves it. My son loves it. And we actually just gave one as a birthday present to one of my son's friends. My son is 9, to one of his friends for his 9th birthday. And it's funny, his mom keeps telling us that he just carries that thing with him everywhere. And the little, you know, as school starts, the writing projects that he's got in school, goes to a public school, but all the writing projects are something about the Bible. We overhear Caleb, my son, and this guy talking about the Bible all the time. It's just fantastic. They just want to read it. And comes in a whole lot of different editions. You know, there's the hardcover with the full Bible. There's a soft cover, New Testament. There's a devotional that goes along with it for families. And then a Bible handbook that's, you know, gives some background on some people and some cities and some traditions. And that, so they've created a lot of resources around it so that it can be more than just, a kid's Bible, but it can be a discussion starter and everything else. So, on the show notes for this episode, which you can find at keithfarron.com/007, you can see, I'm going to paste in there a 2-minute interview with Sergio Cariello, as well as a 3-minute video review that I did, last year. So you can check all that out at keithfarron.com/007. Okay, so as I said, I have been waiting to talk about this tip for a long time. I've been so excited to do this because this, as I said, is the tip that has been the most helpful for the most number of people, the one that they keep coming back to me and say, this helped me enjoy the Bible more than anything else. And it's probably best understood by using this illustration. I don't know about you. I love movies. My wife and I love movies, and especially the twisty turny ones where you kind of don't know who the good guy is, the bad guy. And there's lots of changes that go on throughout. And so imagine that you came over to my house on a Friday night. We had some dinner, then we sat down, you know, popped some popcorn, sat down on the couch, and I started a movie. And after the first scene of the movie, I walked up to the TV and I pushed pause, and then I said, let's discuss this. And you kind of looked at me quizzically and, okay. And then after we had a little bit of a discussion, I pushed play and we watched scene 2, and then I did it again. I pushed pause after scene 2. And then we discussed. How enjoyable would that be? Well, truthfully, how frustrating would it be to have somebody pause a movie after every single scene and want to discuss it. Well, and you can see where I'm going with this. Don't we do that to the Bible all the time? I feel like so often we study the Bible like we are dissecting scenes of a movie that we've never watched. And so we can say, well, this is what Philippians 4:13 means to me, or this is what Philippians 1:3 means, or this is what 2 Timothy 4:2 means, but then say, I have no idea what Philippians is about, or I have no idea what 2 Timothy is about. And so we look at these scenes and we think we understand them, but if we haven't seen the movie, well, how can we really understand them? And so what dawned on me, in the first episode of this, I told the story of seeing Bruce Kuhn present the entire Gospel of Luke in one sitting, and how blown away I was by how much I was drawn into the story. And I realized that it was because I'd never really just heard the whole story. I'd never watched the movie. And so that's my encouragement to you, is to sit down and read a book of the Bible. To just sit down and read it. And most of the books of the Bible are short, not long. I mean, to take Philippians, if I was to start quoting Philippians right now, by the time we got to the end of chapter 4, we would only be about 15, 16 minutes in. And 2 Timothy, which I just mentioned, is one that we'd be about 11 or 12 minutes in. You know, Ephesians, 1 Peter, those are about 18 minutes. I mean, most of the books of the Bible aren't long, and yet we rarely sit down and read a book of the Bible. When I ask people, you know, today is really going to focus on that entire concept, and what are the reasons why? What are the benefits of doing it, and the reasons why we should approach the Bible when we first jump into a book? Why we should jump in like that? And the first reason, quite honest, is just simply you will like it more. Yeah, and that, you know, that's what this whole thing is about: is how to actually enjoy the Bible, to like it, so we will be more consistent and we will want to dive more deeply into it. And that first reason, you will like it more. When you read more of it, you will enjoy it more. I find when I ask people, how do you read the Bible? You know, what is your devotional life or your quiet time look like? You know, there are lots of different nuances of things, but I find that a vast, vast majority of people give me a variation of one of two answers. It's either the chapter a day method, which is actually what I was raised on, what I'd heard from, you're supposed to read a chapter a day, or it's the devotional book method, where you have some kind of devotional book that has a paragraph or two of scripture, and then it's got maybe a page or two written about it, and then it's got several questions to answer. Well, thinking about it, the average chapter of scripture takes about 4 minutes to read. Obviously, some longer, some shorter, but the average chapter of scripture takes about 4 minutes to read. The average section of scripture that is in a devotional book takes less than 30 seconds. So let me ask you, what could you read for somewhere between 30 seconds and 4 minutes a day and just absolutely love? You know, I've been thinking about that for literally years, and pretty much the only thing I can come up with is the comics. You know, I think that I can read the comics for 30 seconds or a couple minutes and enjoy that. But other than that, it takes reading more to really enjoy it. And I shared again on an earlier episode the idea of going out to your mailbox and getting a letter in which you open it up and it's from somebody that you haven't seen in a few years who you deeply love, and the first line of this letter is, "I thank my God every time I remember you." I mean, could you imagine reading one page of this 4-page letter and then going, "Yeah, I'm spent. I'm just gonna have to save page 2 for tomorrow, and 4 days from now, I'll have this thing done. That'll be great." I mean, there's not a chance. You would dive in, jump into the whole thing, and read it over and over again. But you'd read the whole thing. You might later on read bits of it. Read this section that really said something powerful or whatever. But your first jump, the first few times through, you're just reading the whole thing. And you will like it more when we do that. So reason number one, you will like it more. You'll just enjoy it more. Reason number two is you will easily enter the story. We talked last episode about our mind wandering. Well, when we read more, we naturally, our brains naturally go into what I call a storytelling mode. When we read little bits, we kind of are gleaning information. But when we read big chunks of anything, and the Bible is no different, we will naturally, our brains click into a different mode where we start to see the characters, hear their voices, and we don't have to force ourselves to do it. But it doesn't happen when we read little tiny bits. And here's an example. Have you ever read a novel and then seen the movie based on the novel? I don't know about you, but without fail, every time I've done this, I sit in the movie and I think, the casting director is an idiot. did they even watch or read the book? Were they even paying attention? I mean, that person, that character, that was, what didn't person didn't have blonde hair, it had brown hair. She was taller or shorter or whatever. And I don't remember ever, as I'm reading the novel, thinking, I've got to figure out a way to picture these people. I just read for half an hour or an hour or sometimes 2 hours, and I naturally started picturing people. I found that as I've done that more and more with the Bible, the same thing has happened, is I start to picture people. I have a picture in my mind of what not just Jesus looks like, but what Peter looks like and what Paul looks like and what Andrew looks like and what Thomas looks like and what Pilate looks like. I mean, as I've read these stories, I just naturally start entering into the story. And that will only happen when we read larger chunks. And truth be told, if you've ever, started a new novel and you get a page or two in, and then, when your kids comes into the room or the phone rings or a friend calls or whatever, and you get distracted, you come back the next day, you don't start at page two or three. If you only got one or two pages in, you start over because you never were able to, quote unquote, get into it. Well, I got to tell you, my friend, the same thing happens with the Bible. We, when we read these little bits, we never get into it. We just we can glean information, and there can be a part that even can be encouraging. I'm not saying it's all bad, but if you really want to love it, if you really want to enjoy it, we need to read more of it, and it will naturally happen. And piggybacking on that gets into reason number three, which is you will remember what you read. When we get into it and we start picturing things, we will start to remember because our brains learn in the context of story. We learn from the big picture to the details, never the other way around. We do not learn, things that we learn naturally, easily, and enjoyably are never learned from the specific to the specific to the specific to the specific. And it really doesn't matter whether we're talking about the Bible or whether we're talking about a new sport or we're talking about a hobby or a topic in school. We learn from the general to the specific. And, and that's why my whole Bible study methodology that I wrote about in Falling in Love with God's Word, my first book, I've put into the analogy of building a house. I talk about foundation, framing, and finish work. And that when the foundation is laid, I want there to be finish work. I want my walls painted. I want there to be windows. I want there to be trim. I want there to be countertops and, fixtures in the bathroom. But if the painter comes the day that I'm laying the foundation, I'm not going to say you're not important. I'm just going to say you're early. And that foundation piece is getting the big picture. and is the watching of the movie, to use the analogy from the very beginning of this topic, that I like watching a scene and analyzing a scene and discussing, you know, one scene or one character or whatever from a movie that I've seen. But it's way more enjoyable and way more beneficial, and I will remember more of it if I've seen the movie first than if I've just looked at one scene. And the same is true with this, that when you take a look at a book of the Bible and you read the whole thing and you've got the story down, you understand the whole thing, then later on, when you go into the details, it will make more sense. It will mean more. It will be like studying something, studying the scenes of a movie that you've already seen and enjoyed. And, you know, I'll finish with this analogy. I spent most of my life growing up on a soccer field. And while a lot of people are very familiar with the basics of baseball or football or basketball, soccer, you know, while growing in the United States, is certainly not as common. And if I took, you know, a few, you know, of these listeners here, I bet, you know, 5-10%, maybe 15% really understand soccer and have played a lot of soccer. And if you're in that category, I could talk to you kind of right away about the strategy of a flat defense or an arc defense or a diamond defense. But for those of you that are not soccer people, you know, I just sounded like the adults in a Charlie Brown cartoon, you know, right? And I need to start with 11 guys here, 11 guys there, no hands, you know, and then we break it down into the pieces. It's got to be from the big picture to the details. And we get the big picture by watching the movie, which is sitting down and reading a whole book. So in closing, for me, this started, I mean, I was born in 69 and don't ever remember a time when I wasn't a Christian, when I wasn't in church, when the Bible wasn't a part of life, whenever. But it wasn't until 93 when I saw Bruce present the Gospel of Luke, and then he challenged me to take a book of the Bible and just read it. That summer of 93, when I just read Philippians over and over and read it the whole thing each day instead of just a chapter. And then in 94, the next year, just reading the Gospel of John, that's when I fell in love with the Bible. That's when I entered in and I really started to understand it and enjoy it like I had never before. And again, because our brains learn in the context of story. And the next episode will be dedicated entirely to the process in which our brains learn that story best. So if we're in the context of story, there is a process that we can apply. And that is tip 5 in the book and what we will be looking at next week or on the next episode, on episode 8. Okay, so I hope that was helpful. If you've got any comments or questions or there's anything you wanted me to unpack a little bit more, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes, on that page, or you can shoot me an email, again, podcasts@keithferrin.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail as well. I'll tell you more about how to do that at the end here. But for today, you know, each week I try to answer some listener questions that I either get through the voicemail line or via email. Today, for this specific episode, I thought that what I would do is answer the two most common questions I get when I'm talking about this tip. That, you know, when I'm teaching this as a workshop at churches and somebody raises their hand and say, well, what about this? What about this? The most common question I get is, well, what do I do with the longer books? Because yeah, Philippians, 2 Timothy, 15 minutes, 12 minutes, 11, whatever. That makes sense. But what about the Gospel of John? You know, the Gospel of John, if you read it, you know, out loud at a normal rate of speed, it's going to take you just under 2 hours to read the Gospel of John. So here's my suggestion with that. When you're reading a longer book, break it up into an amount of time, not a quantity of chapters. That is a mindset thing that is perspective changing. That, using John as an example, if I, I said it was a little less than 2 hours. So let's say that I'm getting together with somebody, chatting about the Gospel of John once a week, and we're each reading John. I'm guessing that you probably don't have 2 hours a day to sit down and read John. If you do, go for it. If you don't, then, you know, the way that I was raised, as I mentioned, was a chapter a day. Well, the Gospel of John's 21 chapters. So that means that it's going to take me 3 weeks, even if I never miss a day, if I read a chapter a day, it's going to take me 3 weeks to read this one story about this guy named Jesus who claimed to be God and saved the world. But if you and I are sitting down, if you say, you know what, I'm just going to take 20 minutes. You know, when I ask people how long they could give, I always get one of three answers, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or 30 minutes. So taking the middle of those, if you just read for 20 minutes a day, in that same 3 week period, even if you miss a day a week, you're going to read that same book more than three times. So who's going to enjoy it more? Who's going to remember more of it? Who's going to enter into the story and understand it better? You, of course. You know, when you read it three times in 3 weeks instead of once over the span of 3 weeks. But that piece of reading for an amount of time, you know, it will take about, you know, 4 or 5 chapters to read 20 minutes. You know, it'll take about 20 minutes to read 4 or 5 chapters. But if you say, I'm going to read 5 chapters a day, then what's going to happen is the moment you finish chapter 1, your brain is going to click over and say, I've got 4 more chapters to get through. But if you're saying, I'm going to read for 20 minutes, you're going to, you know, you may glance at the clock and say, oh, I've got 10 minutes left. That is to say I get to read for 10 more minutes versus I have to get through 4 more chapters or 3 more chapters or 2 more chapters is a subtle mindset thing that ends up being massive. Because when get through changes to get to, that changes everything. So with the longer books, I just say, figure out how much time you can read, and, you know, with a minimum of 15 minutes, and watch how much you enter the story. So that's with the longer books. The second question is the second most common question when it comes to reading through is, where do I start? And we'll look at this in much more depth in tip 9, but the short answer is, I highly recommend people start with either Philippians or 2 Timothy. For 2 quick reasons. One, they're both short. And when you're doing something new, I think it's best to start with something short. You'll jump in, you'll enjoy it right away. It's kind of a quick win. And most people can, you know, devote 15 minutes, and either one of these books can be read kind of out loud at a normal rate of speed, in about 15 minutes. So Philippians and 2 Timothy are short. And the second is each one of them contains a lot of what I call the Christian cliche verses, not cliche in that they, you know, are overdone and not valuable, but cliche in that they're very common. A lot of the verses that we have heard our whole lives, that you have heard your whole life out of context, are found in those two books. And Philippians we're a little bit more familiar with, 2 Timothy we're very unfamiliar with, but a lot of people have heard things like, so fan into flame the gift of God that is in you through the laying on of my hands. And God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a power of love and of self-discipline. And I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. You know, we've heard these verses, and I'm guessing that possibly you didn't even remember that they were from 2 Timothy. And I find that in a sense, when we read Philippians and 2 Timothy, it's like putting flesh on a skeleton that we already know. We come across these and we start putting context to them, and it's really fun to see that come together. So there's, you know, where do you start? I would recommend that. Don't start with Romans or Deuteronomy or something like that. You can get to that later. So we will get back to listener questions next week, and I would love to answer your question. I find that as the questions come in, either through the voicemail line or through email or in comments, I answer the one as many as I can here on the podcast, but I also use the ones that end up being commonly asked, I use as, topics to write about when I write blog posts as well. And even I'm creating a list of possible, future episodes, because some questions that come in, honestly, to answer them in 3 or 4 minutes just isn't good enough. They need more time. So if you would like your question answered, the best way to do it is to just simply call the voicemail line. It's the dedicated voicemail line at 425-522-3487. 425-522-3487. And just leave that there. That's nice because it records it as an MP3. I can just embed it right in and people can hear that. So speak clearly, leave your name, and please ask if you've got more than one question, if you can just call back a couple times so that there's one question per call. That would be fantastic. Next way is just email podcast, that's singular, podcast@keithferrin.com. Or you can record right through the microphone on your computer at speakpipe.com/Keith Ferrin. So, in closing, I got an email that was so encouraging. I just wanted to read you a little bit of it, and then we will just wrap this up. So, this is an email that I got from somebody that I don't know, and they didn't know me. They just came across. He said, "I'm finding that I'm getting tired of listening to the same songs playing all day and wanted something that was more food for not only my mind, but my heart and spirit while I work. So I went to my podcast app and was flipping through looking for Bible study topics and came across yours. The title and description sounded exactly like what I was looking for. I downloaded the first of your podcasts and I'm listening to it as I type this. Your introduction fit me to a T. I have no idea who you are. Sorry, it's true, LOL. And I am an extremely busy person. So when you mentioned the point of people who don't like to read, I love to read but don't have time to, I felt like you were speaking to me. I really enjoyed your comment about immersing yourself in a book of scripture. The example of getting a 4-page letter and how you read it really struck a chord, and I think that it's a notion that I really need to apply to my life and my view of how I read God's word. I just wanted to thank you for that point. It's very touching and one that will remain with me each time I am in God's word. I'm fascinated with your points and look forward to listening to more of your podcasts. I hope you get a large following, but even if you do not, know that you have one fan, one listener that will continue to listen. So please keep on podcasting. I'm looking forward to those wow, fascinating point moments. Sincerely, your new listener, Heather." So Heather, thank you for writing that. I hope you are still listening and you made it all the way to episode 7. And that's why I'm doing this. I know that there's some people that love to read and they get the blog posts and that's great. And others love to listen. And that's why I'm assuming that you're here. So thank you for listening. And I will have more next week. Next episode is going to be, if this is the number one tip for actually enjoying the Bible, the next episode is the process, the number one tip for actually remembering what you read. So I hope you will join me on episode 8. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a second? If you've got an iPhone or you use iTunes to listen to podcasts, would you be just head over to iTunes and search, my name or Falling in Love with God's podcast, God's Word podcast, and just leave a comment, leave a review, rate it. That makes a huge difference in how Apple, promotes things and how things show up in search engines, the more ratings it has. And if you want to share, this on Twitter or Facebook, I've got some kind of pre-done tweets and Facebook posts that you can do. If you want to share the love, you can just go to keithferrin.com/love and click on some of those. And again, everything that I've talked about today is you can find at keithferrin.com/007, or you can find a list of all the previous episodes at keithferrin.com/BiblePodcast. Well, I think that is going to do it for today. We are, according to my stop, about 34 minutes into this, and I pray that you have a wonderful week, that you grab a book of the Bible, you read the whole thing straight through, do that every day for a week, and then shoot me an email or send me a Facebook post, and let me know how you felt about the Bible, if it made a difference for you. I pray that it does. And as you go through your week, I pray that you will remember that the living Word of God is a reality, not a phrase. Have a great one. Bye-bye.